Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to another week. Monday, the kickoff day of it all. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. We've got a lot to get to in a very compact show today. Hopefully everyone is doing really, really well. Ready for another good sports week. Ready for a lot that's going on around us. Thank you for joining us. As usual, like I said, this is your boy PLR. And we are coming to you live from Cave Show headquarters. I'd like to give a shout out and thanks to our sponsor, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School and Queen Creek. Out in Chandler, Arizona, make sure you get in there and let them know that PLR sent you. And they will hook you up, take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Get those cigars, and you know what? The best part is you don't even have to go home. You can stay there and enjoy them out in the front area, or you can go back to the lounge area as well. Either way, sit down, enjoy, watch one of the several big screens they have up there for you to watch. A lot of things going on. Got some baseball World Series happening and a little bit of softball action going on. So make sure you get in there and check it all out. Be a fun time, a great time. Get down there and watch the NBA draft as well this Thursday. Also, while you're there, inquire about getting a locker. That way you can house your cigars in a humidor, a locker that's backed up to a humidor. When you come down, to sit down, relax, and have you a smoke. Call-in number is 917-889-7828. If it's on your mind, feel free to call in. And Twitter, of course, is at the Sports Cave, where Cave is always with a K. So sound off any way you want. We're going to jump right into this, and we're going to talk, and we're going to get it out the way really quick, talk some Colin Kaepernick and some NFL, as he is still unsigned. And as you all know, I've been a big supporter thing, and why is this guy not signed yet? What exactly is going on? There are not 32 backup quarterbacks in an NFL that I believe is better than he is. Yet he is unsigned. Mark Sanchez is a backup quarterback. Derek Anderson is a backup quarterback. All these people are backup quarterbacks, and he isn't. So I'm still finding it hard-pressed to believe why he isn't. But also right now, Colin isn't exactly checking the temperature of what's going on and hearing some of the messages that people like myself, and like I said, I'm putting myself out there, are saying. We're saying, hey, look, it doesn't matter what your political view was, because you are not a rapist, a criminal. You're not doing anything violent. You're not doing anything off the wall. You're staying out of the news. The NFL has allowed men that have beat women, guys that have done everything that you can possibly think of against the law. They can kill. They can go to prison, not jail, but prison. They can have DUIs and end up getting on a Super Bowl winning team. There's a lot of things they can do, and they're still in the NFL. So I'm having a hard time understanding, other than you being blackballed while you're not in. But then you can't, if you know the reason why they are attempting to blackball you. Now, I think you have the right to tweet or Instagram or whatever you want. But with your latest tweet or your latest Instagram that's depicting police officers in some way or some sort and liking them to slavery in some sort, that's not helping your cause. Now, I'm not saying that you should not say what you want to say. I'm not saying that you don't have a right to say what you want to say. I'm not saying that what you're doing is 100% or necessarily wrong. But what I am saying to you, and to all those people that want to see you back at NFL, you have to read the temperature. You have to gauge what's going on around you. You have to understand that anything that comes out like that is going to push NFL owners even further away. See, in the NFL, you could do a lot of things. You can do a lot of dirty, despicable things, but there's just one thing that they're not gonna get behind you on, and that's if you're not standing for the national anthem. And so, like I said, a lot of people apologize. I'm one of them. I mean, I think there's a lot of injustices, and I think that there is no right or wrong way, if it's nonviolent, to stand up for it and to point out that there are issues that need to be solved and that there are at least discussed, which a lot of people shy away from even the discussion of some of these issues. And we try to pretend like everything is great and everything is hunky-dory, and we all know that it isn't. But at the same time, as long as you're understanding that there's nothing wrong with doing that, there's nothing wrong with your opinion, and there's nothing wrong with getting your opinion out there, but just make sure that we are weighing the consequences of what you're saying and the result that it may have on you and your future in the NFL. And like I'm saying, by no means am I telling you that you should shut up and you shouldn't say what you want to say. I think you should be allowed to say it as long as it's not disrespectful or disrespecting anyone. Because if someone feels disrespected, they have a right to say that and to say, hey, look, I feel disrespected because this is going on in the country that I love without any type of repercussions. But if you do say it, understand there can be repercussions. And this last one may have, and I hope it hasn't, taken away your opportunity to play football. Because like I said, you've done nothing wrong in expressing your opinion. And although men who have beaten women and drunk driving and every other law that you can break, they're still collecting a check, the 15th and the 1st. Moving on. It feels like we're saying this too much now. Prayers out to people in England. Once again, there was a terrorist act committed there. Another car was driven down the wrong road, striking and injuring several people. Really sad, really bad event. What's funny is this time it was in reverse. And I don't mean funny as in ha-ha. This time a wrong-way driver went down and as someone was injured, being helped by those of the Muslim community, they were ran over this time. So, again, it seems like London is caught in the midst of everything right now. They had the bombing at the concert. Then they had another wrong-way driver, and now they have this wrong-way driver. So prayers to London. Stay strong, and prayers are out to all those that are injured senselessly by anyone who is not letting people do their own thing. Now, with all that said, let's get into something that's going on, that's happening. This is my absolute favorite time of the year, and this segment's being brought to you by Taziki's Pita Grill, located on Elliott and Priest. Listen, best Mediterranean food in this valley. You have to get down there. You have to check it out. Let them know that PLR sent you, and you can get your lunch, brunch, dinner, mid-dinner, after-dinner, whatever you want. Get a 10% taken off. Let them know PLR from the Cave Show sent you. Best part is this kitchen is open late. It's open until about 2 a.m., and the best way to get there is, like I said, it's on Priest, it's on Elliott. You go in through Nara, which is their hookah lounge, right next door when it's late. Sit around, take your time, relax, have yourself a hookah, enjoy it. And like I said, kitchen is open late till 2 a.m. I want to talk about this NBA. And I want to lay some facts down. Now, I'm not going to be popular when I say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Am I the only one on the planet that feels that LeBron has lost just a little step? I mean, look, we should know that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player that ever played. We all know that. But even I can admit, when he played for Washington, he had lost steps. He wasn't the same, Mike. He wasn't 23 and red and black. He wasn't the same. He wasn't the best player in the NBA when he was in his last 2 years with the Washington Wizards. Now, he may have been the most dangerous because he still had those tendencies and he still had the ability to go off at any time, but he wasn't the best player in the league anymore. And it seems like when you say that about LeBron, everyone says that you hate him. I hate LeBron. I don't hate him at all. But I do believe that he's lost a step. And that's not, but that just brings him back down to the field. and makes the field come closer to him. That doesn't mean that there are these better players than him, but he is losing a step. 5 years ago, LeBron James could run 46 minutes, playing offense and defense, up and down the court after playing the NBA season, and have no lingering effects whatsoever come the playoffs. Now LeBron has to rest during the year to have the energy. Now LeBron looks winded at points and parts of games in the finals, especially this year when he only had a day in between come the fourth quarter. There is nothing wrong with that. As Charles Barkley says, Father Time catches us all. So that's not like saying it's a bad thing. But what it means is that he can't do as much as he used to do without help. And I say all this because now Cleveland is showing interest or has shown interest. I don't know. That's what reports say, because Cleveland hasn't re-signed their GM, which is probably one of the dumbest moves in the NBA. But they haven't re-signed Griff, their GM, yet. But it looks like they're trying to get Paul George. Now, I think this might be a good move, even if you have to give up Kevin Love, who always becomes a fall guy when Cleveland fails. When they fail, it's Kevin Love's fault. Always Kevin Love's fault, which I think is some crap. But if they make this trade, a lot of people are saying, well, you're trading someone that plays a three, LeBron James, for someone that plays a three, Paul George. I say no. I say it's time. It's time. Let LeBron play his natural position. And he doesn't go on the post anyway as a three. Let him be a point guard. Let him be the official point guard of the Cleveland Cavaliers. If he runs point, you slide Kyrie, who reminds me more of Allen Iverson every day, to the two, because he's a scorer. Kyrie is not a point guard. Kyrie is a two guard and a point guard's body. Slide him up to the two, play Paul George at the three, slide Tristan Thompson back to the four to his natural position, and go out there and get a free agent center, just like the Warriors did last year with Zsa Zsa Pachulia. You will not need anyone spectacular. You will need someone that can play the position for the 12 to 13 minutes a night that you're going to play him there. Do you know what a nightmare that would be? Defensively, simple. You slide Kyrie back to the one, let Paul George guard the two, LeBron goes back to the three. But offensively, that would create havoc. Havoc. Especially defensive end. You have a wing defender and Paul George. You have LeBron James, who seems like he still comes out of nowhere as a trailer and block shots. So I like it. Would I give up Kevin Love? Yes. Would I want to give up Kevin Love? No. But you have a whole bunch of money invested in two cats that play the same. I did say that, didn't I? I apologize. Two players that both play the power forward position as in their natural position. And that's Kevin Love and that's Tristan Thompson. So you got to be able to do something with one of them, because playing them together just doesn't seem to work anymore, especially in this NBA, because Kevin Love is not good enough, really, defensively. He tries. Not because of effort, but he tries his best to step out and guard people on the wing and on the, and out in full court, but he just can't do it. Tristan Thompson, as a four big man, does a great job on switching pick and rolls, and he'll go out there and he'll guard a one. He'll go out there and he'll guard a two, and he'll make them work for everything they do. But once he does that, then who are you protecting the rim with? So one of them has to leave. One of them has to go. And if I was someone trading, I'd definitely trade for Kevin Love. I wouldn't trade for Tristan Thompson in this contract. And this isn't a knock on Tristan Thompson. I think Tristan Thompson is a very, very good basketball player. I just don't want a limited power forward that's going to eat up that much of my cap. You know, I don't want that. So there's nothing wrong with him. I just wouldn't want that. Now, there are teams out there that may. There are teams out there that may have enough cap room, have enough offense, and they can do a lot of different things and can absorb that. But on my team, I just don't know if that's something I'd want to do. But we'll see what shakes down, because L.A. is still pursuing Paul George. But if I'm L.A., I don't do anything. I don't. To me, this would be an investigation year. If I'm running Lakers, if I'm Magic Johnson, to me, this is my investigation year. I want to find out exactly what young talent I have that's worth keeping and what young talent I have that's worth moving on. who's worth it? Obviously, he thinks Ingram is already because he said he's the only untouchable on the team. But is he? So I want to showcase him this year. I want to make sure. I want to see that. You know, they have a point guard that I think should be a two guard because he's masquerading as a point guard. I don't think Russell is a point guard. And there's nothing wrong with a shoot-first point guard, but that doesn't fit when you have a bunch of other young players that need to get shots too. Is Julius Randle good? Is he good enough to be an undersized power forward? Because we know he doesn't have the jump shot consistently or the speed to play the three, especially on a defensive side. So, I don't know. What do the Lakers exactly have? How good is Jordan Clarkson? What exactly is going to be his role with the Lakers? There's a lot out there. Also, if you're a Lakers fan and you don't know quite how good these players are, if you're trading them, other teams don't know quite how good these players are. Am I willing to give you a Paul George who makes Indiana competitive for a bunch of guys I don't really know how they play? Is that something I necessarily want to do? These are questions that have to be asked before you just say, if you're the Lakers, hey, we're going to give up some of our future for someone else. Also, when you stop and think of that, Paul George is a free agent next year. So whoever is trading for him, if he doesn't re-up with them right away, they're just renting him for a year. He wasn't a top 1, 2, 3 all-NBA team, so he's not getting a supermax. He's already said he's opting out. These are times you want to be patient. You do not want to do a Carmelo Anthony deal where you're giving up all your assets, get your player, but now you're mediocre. Because that's exactly what happened to the Knicks. Instead of being patient and waiting and keeping their assets and signing Carmelo Anthony, they traded the very assets and they just didn't get better for the long term. That's the next question. What happens to Carmelo? Where does Carmelo go? What does he do? You could tell it's not working in New York. You could tell Phil wants to trade him in New York. What NBA team wants to take on his contract? The only smart move, to me, buy Carmelo out. But there's a whole other subject. I'm not going to get into it. We're going to stick to Paul George. Here's what's funny. I just want to say that if Paul George goes to the Lakers, he's only going and he's not really proven that he wants to win. To prove that he really wants to win, he has to go to Cleveland and play with LeBron. I guess. I don't know. If you're Paul George, do you really want to go to Cleveland? And let's say Cleveland goes back to the finals. And let's say they now, instead of losing 4-1, they lose 4-2 because of Paul George. All right, stay with me on this. LeBron James' contract is up at the end of next year. What if LeBron James decides to leave? And what if some of those players in L.A. actually start to pan out? And now Magic has all of them on the cheap, and there are other free agents that may complement the Lakers a little bit better. What do you do? Do you then sign a long-term deal with Cleveland? Now listen, LeBron James is going to be 33 years old. So coming into next year, he's going to be 34. And I don't care how great you are, after 15 years at 34 years old, you're not on the incline anymore. So then do you long-term with him? Who do you long-term with? So there's a lot of possibilities. There's a lot that goes into thinking, hey, exactly what's going on? What do I want to do? Do you want to be in Cleveland when LeBron James decides that it's over? Do you want to be the ones left in Cleveland with the long-term deal after LeBron James is gone? Because I want to tell you what Cleveland turns into if Tyree is still there, if Tristan Thompson is still there, and Paul George is still there, and LeBron is gone, they turn into the Indiana Pacers. Kyrie will average his 4 assists a game. You probably will get one of them every game, every other game. Tristan Thompson will beat the offensive board and maybe go up in rebounds and maybe go up in points off the off offensive rebounds. Who knows? But you know what you are? You are now back to Indiana and a city, I won't say that's just as bad, but in Cleveland. So think about it. It's not as clear cut as some are making it seem. So there's some thought that has to go into that, definitely. My only thing is I hope it happens sooner rather than later, whatever the decision is, because I love it when not only the NBA draft is going on, but there are trades that involve the picks of NBA draft. It makes it so much fun to watch. Outside of the finals, outside of the starting week, the NBA draft is probably one of the most compelling drafts there is in sports. And I say that because the NFL draft is big. It is huge. There's this whole buildup to the city that the draft is going to be in. There's everyone there. It's buzzing, it's jumping, it's everything. But I dare and doubt and everything that you could think of say, if I'm rooting for the Bears, which I do, with their fifth pick out of North Dakota Central, I bet you I don't know who that is when he's drafted. I bet you I've never heard of him. Half the guys take it, more than, I'd say 80% of the players take it in an NFL draft, unless you followed that school or you did your own reporting, you have no clue who that player is, and I bet you even more, a higher percentage, never seen that player play. Because if you're going to sit here and tell me you saw and paid attention to the right pulling guard from Virginia Northern University play, and you watched him, and you said, wow, I'd love it if he was on the line blocking for my quarterback, you're lying. You are lying. The ninth best lineman in the draft will probably have a 10-12-year career in the NFL. You probably focused on him once, maybe, when they called his name or when they started the game, when they introduced him. If you so happen to be have watched that game and they introduced him, they said he's an All-American. That's probably the only time you heard his name and the only time you even watched, kind of watched him play for maybe 2 seconds of a play when the highlights showed that he pancaked someone. But that lottery round draft in the NBA, people have known. They know who their team is after. They know they've probably seen him play, unless obviously he's from Europe. But for the most part, those players have a little bit of swag and juice behind them. We know a lot of these guys when they're coming out because there's the 2 month build up to who's that? Oh, let me go to YouTube and check it out. Tell me last time you went to YouTube to watch that offensive lineman play. You haven't. That's what makes the NBA draft so fun, so compelling, because the faces and the cast of characters, you recognize them. You've noticed them. You've seen them. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it cool. That's what makes it fun to watch. Also, it doesn't take 3 days to do a draft. NBA wraps that bad boy up in about 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours tops, done, over, set, you're ready, let's do it, go time. So yes, I will be at Suns headquarters, and yes, I will be letting everyone know what's going on, be tweeting out pick by pick. We'll definitely be letting you know who the Suns took. Now I'm going to put up on a poll on Sports Cave, who do you think the Suns should take? That'll be coming out a little bit later today, so make sure you weigh in on that. You know, it sounds like I have a little pep in my step, and I do. One, I love doing the show. I love the feedback I get. I love everything about doing this. But also, folks, this is the weekend. And if you don't know, you should know. If you don't know, you should know. I'm going to tell you this right now. This is the weekend that I have been waiting for a long, long time. the show. My show comes back on for another new season. That's right. You better believe it. Power is back. Now, if you haven't watched it, that's on you. That's your fault. And if you haven't caught up, if you do watch it, and you're like, no, don't say anything because that is your fault. If you don't know that we're starting this season with Ghost in jail, in prison for a murder that he did not commit because his girlfriend arrested him, put him behind the bars. Excuse me, boy, I'm excited, you can tell. And his wife is the only one that looks like is going to fight for him in this upcoming season. Yes, I said his wife is going to fight for him because his girlfriend put him in jail. You better get with this. I'm not even paid money to mention Power on Stars, but you better believe I'm doing it right now. So if you got anything to get with me on, get with me on this before Sunday. Because Sunday night, don't call my phone. Not during that show. And when Chambers comes on, because I'm making her come on next week on this show, not on her own show, because, you know, she kind of diva-like. When she come on, she's going to have her power homework. And listen, this week, guys, I'm going to put the show list up, but we're going to have some good guests coming up this week, especially with the NBA draft happening. So we're going to have some special folks hop on with us and do their thing and let us know what was going on, especially some of the NBA players that I will be bringing on the show with me this week. It seems like every time I talk to you and everything is going on, it just goes so freaking fast. But I always thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you. Ryan is in flight back. So thank you for letting me take your spot. I don't know why I said letting me. I took your spot today. Thank you for listening to me today. This is the K Show. This is PLR. And you know where you can get us. You can get us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page at The Sports Cave. Make sure you're checking out thesportscave.com. Hey, listen, everyone, stay up on those Tony Capobianco podcasts. They are great listens. He always has good guests, a lot of good content. So make sure you are staying up and on them. That's our guy. He's Cuban Cowboy is now in Boston in Beantown, so we're going to have a lot of East Coast updates. So make sure you're checking those out. As for me, you can always get me at PLR on Sports. That's on Twitter. I don't always tweet about sports, so if you got a little bit of that Ralph Tresvant sensitivity in you, I don't know what to say. But that's where you can reach me. So until then, I do appreciate everyone listening. We're coming up to our 7th year anniversary, so I'm sure we're going to have a little powwow, a little celebration around that. So until then, this has been your boy PLR. This is The Cave Show. Talk to you soon, everyone. Have a good Monday. Take care. I am the people, oh, I am a helping hand. I am a hero. If anybody asks you who